In fact, all people that are successful can answer the three questions of RPM. R, what's the result you're after? Because if you focus on what you want, there's lots of ways to get there. But if you don't know what the target is, and you know all the things you have to do, you can get it all done and never hit any target at all. Secondly, once you know what you really want, you got to know why do you want it. The P stands for purpose. Purpose is power. When you know the purpose for something, the reason you're doing it, it gives you drive. And I don't care what it is you want in your life, if you can figure out why you want it, man, that is absolute drive. That is absolute power. That's the fuel to get you going. If the target is out there, the only way you're going to get it is pull back that arrow and release it. The energy that's going to push that arrow right into the target is knowing why you want something, knowing your reasons, which are different than the people around you. And once you discover what really drives you as a person, then you don't have mere motivation where somebody else pumps you up. You've got something that's lasting. It's internal. It's about meeting what it is you want most in your life. And we're going to help you discover what that is, not just by writing some fancy mission statement that maybe you read once a week or once a month or once every 6 months and forget about, but by making sure everything you do each day is related to the reasons you want to do it. Because if you say, why do I have to do this? You're going to feel stressed. But if you say, here's what I'm after and here's why I want it more than anything else on earth, you'll figure out how to make it happen, which is the third question. The M in RPM. What's your map? What's your massive action plan? What specific actions, what massive actions do I need to take to get the result that I'm after? The sequencing of those three questions is really important. Sequence determines results in life. If you do things in the wrong order, you're trying to bake a cake, and you put the right ingredients in the wrong order, you're not going to get the cake you want. You're trying to open the vault of life success and fulfillment and passion. You got all the right numbers, put them in the wrong sequence, forget it. You won't be able to open the vault. Call somebody on the phone number. Know the right numbers, wrong sequence, not going to happen. In language, if I said to you, the dog bit Johnny, or Johnny bit the dog, same exact words, change the sequence, a very different experience, especially if you're Johnny, right? So you can't start out with this silly question of what do I need to do? Because if you ask that question, that's the kiss of death. You can't answer what I need to do until you first ask, what do I want? And so what we're going to do in this 10 days is have you get clear about what you want in each of these areas of your life, and then show you how to create a plan that associates you to why you want it every single day. Because sometimes people set a goal and then they don't follow through. Do you know why? Because they forget why they wanted it. See, you might say, oh, I want to become rich and famous. Well, that's really wonderful. That might inspire you for a day. But if you say, I really want to become successful because with that success, I can have a larger impact on society, or with that success, I can provide my kids the greatest college education, I can travel around the world, I can do things for myself, my family, my friends that are just magnificent. When you come up with a big enough why to do something, you can figure out how to do it. But if you start out with a how-to, how do you feel? If I said, do you think right now about everything you got to do in your life right now, this week, this month, in your business, in your family life, to get things to the next level, I guess as you start to make that list, you probably feel a little bit overwhelmed. But if I said, stop, forget all that. Forget about how you're going to do it. What specifically do you want? Get riveted on it. Why do you want it? So you get so excited you can barely breathe. When you're in that state, now if I say how to do it, you go, I don't know, I'll do this and this and this, and if that doesn't work, I'll do something else. If that doesn't work, I know the target. My brain's going to find a way to get there. See, RPM is not a software program. It's not some little silly binder. All those things are wonderful. But the point of the matter is it's a system of thinking that will revolutionize the way you feel, the results you get, and the amount of fulfillment you experience from it. And all it is asking these questions and then using either the software that we've got or the paper so it becomes a habit. So you have a place to do this. So it's not all being done in your head. That's the value of that particular process. But no time planner is going to change your life. A change in thinking, a change in focus, a change in questions, and a change in answers, that's what will change your life. So my goal here is really simple. I want to break you of your to-do lists once and for all, because they are the source of your stress. And having no to-do list and one in your head is not the answer either. We want to get you now to begin to master a system for managing your whole life, not just managing your time. Because think about it. If you achieved everything and you have success, but you don't have fulfillment, you got failure. Success without fulfillment is failure. We've seen all these people that achieve huge goals. They changed all the people around them, helped everybody, made lots of money, got all kinds of respect, 22 degrees, but then they killed themselves. You know famous names. We know people that maybe didn't die physically but have died emotionally years ago. They're not happy. And if you're not happy, we got to change it. And the answer is not just to manage your time more. The answer right now is to figure out what do you really want for your life. The answer is to create an RPM plan. Remember, that RPM is going to get you from where you are to where you want to go faster. It increases the power. See, remember what an RPM plan does. It increases the power you have to get from where you are now to where you want to be, just like in a race car. More RPMs, more power. What does it stand for? RPM? The R is you got to have a results-focused, P, purpose-driven, M, massive action plan. If you've got a results-focused, purpose-driven, massive action plan, an RPM plan, you're going to be focusing on what you really want. You're going to have the energy to get there and a plan that makes sense.